Time for another Community Cares Coffee Hour with Becky Shellstead. Becky's in the studio with once again. Nice to see you again, Becky.
Hello, nice to see you.
Yeah, you've been really busy with the Community Cares Coffee Hour, haven't you?
Yes, we would love to have more people come. Everyone is welcome.
Yep, I've sat in on a couple of them. It's just a nice time just to talk about
It is, and we don't always just talk about caregiving, but it always leads back to taking care of yourself others.
Others, for sure. All right. Well, what do you got coming up this month?
Okay, well, in the month for the month of April, we're going to start with Dawn Biergon, who is the registered nurse at Countryside Public Health, and she will be discussing with us the severe weather preparedness program that they run, and it's because we need to start today to prepare for an emergency. County emergency managers, the medical community, and Countryside Public Health, along with businesses, schools, and other community partners, all work together in our county to help each other out. Each individual or family should have a plan for how they will respond to emergencies. Each person must be ready to act on their own. One of the keys for the safety of your family and yourself is to be prepared for the first 24 to 72 hours of an emergency. So come and find out what she has to say and ask questions and maybe give us some ideas on how to help.
Dawn is very good at that. Actually, I'm going to have Dawn in the studio with us. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week coming up in April here, first part of April. And Dawn's always in the studio giving some great information, how to prepare yourself in case we have severe weather or other emergencies.
Yeah, great, great.
So very knowledgeable, and it's fun to listen to her.
Yes.
So when is Dawn going to be at the Mercury?
That'll be the first week in April, April 3rd.
Okay.
And remember, it's at 1 p.m. now. We've changed the time, so it's 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. So April 10th, we are going to be having Rachel Crowett from the Lac Parle County Historical Museum. And she has found some videos that are must-see short stories about an anonymous quilt named Hannah's Quilt. And years later, the realization of where it came from. So you will need to come and find out that secret. And Randy Utney's story, Ruth Glomstead's mother, is another story that has been recorded. And the museum hopes you find interest in that, too. So Barb Redepenning, Donna Anderson, Rachel Crowett, and Jake Peterson welcome you to the museum to find more history you did not even know happened. Rachel wants to share information also about all the future events coming up that they are bringing to the community and the surrounding area for you to bring the people that you care for and a treat for yourself at the museum. I used to work at the museum. Love it. It's so interesting. You always find something new to look at. So then
I love the Lac Parle Museum.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's you can always find something to that's new to you.
If I worked there, I don't know how much work I'd get done.
you tend to get distracted.
You're distracted easy, yeah.
Yes. April 17th, Sherry Olson from the Southwestern Center of Independent Living in Marshall, Minnesota. They call it SWIL, it's just an abbreviation. Sherry is the Independent Living Program Manager for the Southwestern Center of Independent Living, and she provides services to people with disabilities in 10 counties. The SWIL is dedicated to working with and responding to the ever-changing needs of persons with disabilities in Southwest Minnesota, to promote societal acceptance, inclusion, and equal access. She is full of information and resources and wants to talk to people to find out what people need. So come and let Sherry know what caring for others takes and needs. Or if you've cared for someone in the past, what assistance could you have needed and what did you have and loved? She would love any information you have. So that's why we want to talk about it at the Caregiver Support Group.
Okay, good.
Then April 24th, we're just going to leave this day open for now. We're going to see how spring is coming along and talk about our plans, gardening, trips, what can we do? So that will be on the 24th, and if we come up with anything specific, we will definitely let Q92 know.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to read something to you from Kate Bowler. She is a professor and a blogger, and she had an incurable cancer. She was told she had an incurable cancer, and later on, she was found to be cancer-free. Mm. So she pronounces that life is beautiful, and life is so hard for everyone. So you need to give yourself permission to feel human. So the blessing she has is... Sometimes bodies or minds come undone and you are carried by a caregiver, often literally. Whether you want this or not, you have been given the great gift of a witness bearer, or med tracker, or insurance battler, or more ice chips, please, fetcher. But other times you haven't found a partner, or you never married, or they left, or your person died, or you feel like a burden to ask for the help you need. Bless you, you who are so worth caring for. You are worth having your needs met. You are worth shuttling to all of those appointments and having someone to complain about another day of the same unresolved problem. Your pain does not disqualify you from love. And to the caregivers who continue to put another's needs before your own, bless you. We know this isn't what you had imagined for your life either, that sometimes you are so tired or lonely or burned out. But you serve and support and show up anyway. You are worth having your needs met too. But you often don't, because this is what the day requires. This is what love requires. Bless you all you caregivers and care receivers. You who do the hard work of love and hope making, may you receive the love you so freely give others, and then a little extra, because too much love is never enough. Then
that was wonderful.
Yeah, she really has a lot of different things. If you ever want need to be motivated, you just look her up online, Google Kate Bowler, and you'll be on there for hours.
Kate Bowler.
Yes, Bowler. Okay. All right. And a little side note for the Madison Mercantile is looking to support those who are isolated or are alone and need a helping hand too. So if you are socially isolated, which means a lot of different things, such as unable to drive from your home, it's easier to stay home, not ready to face the public, please call 320-698-7121 or email Chris Shelsted at Chris, K-R-I-S, at MadisonMercantile.com. And let us know how you are. Let us know what you need, and we will listen. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel that you can talk to someone local, you're more than welcome to dial 988. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7 days a week mental health helpline. It's kind of a 911 for mental health.
Okay.
And so that's also available, and that's not like through the Mercantile or anything, but it is definitely a place you could call to get any kind of listening ear you want.
Right. Good. Oh, so that's what's happening this month coming up here, April. Community Cares Coffee Hour at the Madison Merc. Got anything else, Becky? Did we cover everything about?
I think so. Okay. Chris is always full of
surprises.
Coffee and yeah, and different events. So come on down to the Mercantile anytime, any day, and you'll find something to do.
Why don't you just run down the schedule? Who's gonna, what day they're gonna be there? Who's speaking? And when you meet again?
Okay, so Wednesdays at 1 p.m. is when the caregiver support group starts. We call it the Community Cares Coffee Hour. So if you see something on the newspaper or hear something, it's called Community Cares Coffee Hour.
And I should, excuse me for interrupting, I should say it's a real laid-back thing. If you can come, you don't even have to speak. You can just sit there and listen.
Yes.
And it's just really laid back. You got some snacks and coffee and stuff.
Yes, free coffee, snacks, just conversation. If you take something home from it, great. If it just got you out of the house, great.
Yep.
That's how it goes. So April 3rd, Don Biergun from Countryside Public Health will be coming to talk about the severe weather preparedness that's going on the month of April.
Yep.
Then on April 10th, Rachel Crowett from the Lac Parle County Historical Museum, and she will be bringing a couple of movies or videos and then be talking about the museum and how awesome it is. And then April 17th, Sherry Olson from the Southwestern Center for Independent Living in Marshall, Minnesota. She helps people with disabilities in Southwest Minnesota, and she will be here to find out if you have any needs or wants, and what if she give her any advice that you might have.
Okay.
Then on April 24th, we are just looking at enjoying spring.
Okay. So, yeah, hopefully.
Yes. Yes. By then, it'll be beautiful.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Real good, Becky. So that's every Wednesday.
Yes.
1 o'clock at the Madison Mercantile.
Yes.
Great place to meet, too, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Becky.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Becky Shellstead with Community Cares Coffee Hour, once again, every Wednesday at the Madison Merc at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you there.